Welcome to the Christian Music Discovery Podcast, a podcast full of new Christian releases, hidden gems, and tomorrow's Christian hits. In these episodes, I start with a wrap-up of the most popular and surprising Christian releases of the past week. I also look at the songs released last Friday and try to predict where these songs will rank 1 week from now. I will also point out a few newly released musical gems by lesser-known artists. I am Nico Zwaneveld. Before we get started, I want to announce that we will have an extra episode this coming Wednesday. This episode on Wednesday will be an interview with the Photo Sisters, together with a number of their songs. For those of you who do not remember who the Photo Sisters are, here's a little preview of one of their songs called Sovereign Ruler of the Skies.
Now my life to Him I owe. Where He leads me, I will go. Ever faithful, ever true, keep my heart to only You. Since I cannot part from Thee, sovereign ruler ever be.
The chart. And I'm speaking about the chart that I create every week based on the releases of the previous week. So this is a chart representing the first week since the release of a song and how they've developed compared to other new releases. This week we see that the chart is dominated by an album of one of the artists that I'll be announcing in a minute. So we're going to change the approach a little bit. Otherwise, it's going to get very boring if I go through the top 10 and I'm constantly naming the same artist with exception of one track. So let's start with position number 25. On position number 25, Michael W. Smith with his song, Blessing, Part 5.
I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to Him. As I rejoice in the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Last weekend we saw this song on position 113, now going up to position 24, Mack Brock, Matt Mahler, with Bless the One, the live version.
Bless the One who reigns forever. Bless the One who ransomed me. From death to life there is no one.
In position number 23, Jeremy Camp, Out of My Hands, the radio version.
The truth that's healing me, knowing I can trust You is a treasure. With eyes wide open now I finally see, it's here that I find my life.
On position number 22, SEU Worship with Dan Rivers and Ellie Limebear with After Your Heart. Number 21, Landry Cantrell with Like a Heart. Last week, also in the top 25, Carrie Colby, now on number 19 with Your Nature, the live version.
We'll be all-
Another song also in our top 25 last week, Sarah Reeves with Not My Style.
I'm not gonna say that I'm sorry. You could put me up on trial. Ooh, I'll just sit there with a smile. Ooh, I could give it like a gay follow, so I'm playing safe. But that's just not my style. No, that's just not my ooh, ooh.
Positions 16 and 17, Hillsong Worship with the song Hosanna. Position 17 is the studio version, and position 16 is the live version. Coming up from position 88 last week, now on position 16 and 17.
Mercy, washing over all our sin, the people sing. The people sing, Hosanna, Hosanna.
On position 5. And if you think I'm mistaken because I'm skipping a whole bunch, that's because they're all from the same album, but this is the only different one. On position number 5, We the Kingdom, Aiton Day, Marcus Fackler, Palankin, Victory Worship, Andre Aquino, Envy Worship, Veronica Lomer with God So Loved, the world version.
Si estás cansado, si estás sediento,
the number one position on the 200-hour chart, and this is by an artist who is dominating the top 15 positions on this chart, Maverick City Music with The Story I Tell. There's a couple more songs that I want to have a quick look at that's worth mentioning. Sovereign Grace Music with O Come All Ye Unfaithful on position number 26. That's an increase of 122 positions compared to last weekend.
See what your God has done. Christ is born.
Another song released a week ago Friday was on position 165, moved up 130 positions to position number 35 in our 200-hour list, Rend Collective with Today is the Savior's Day. My delight, one of the lesser known artists, Grace Grabber with the song Darkness, last week on position number 30, with only 36 average monthly streams at that time, Today, she's on position 61. She only has 340 average monthly streams, but ranking higher than artists such as Sarah Reeves and just slightly below songs by Michael W. Smith. So this is an amazing performance in just a couple of days, attracting more streams than some of the mainstream artists. Last week, topping our 36-hour chart, Sarah Reeves with the song 2009. Position 1 last week, now in our 200-hour chart on position number 64.
Kind of cold and rise, I still taste those summer nights when I pass by those colored lights. Yeah, we're still spinning fast, but we do the best we can with our hands tight.
So these are some of the major accomplishments in 200 hours time since the release a week ago Friday. These are the songs that people are speaking about today in magazines, on radio, and encouraging listeners to actually start streaming. Let's have a look at what has been released last Friday. This is the 36-hour chart. One of my observations from the 36-hour chart is that the content of albums are more or less still staying together. What really makes me happy is at this moment, the chart is being led, so that's the 36-hour chart, is being led by Red Letter Society with only 1,202 streams average per month. They are topping the 36-hour list. The song that I want to share with you is the song Belong.
My worries, they fall to the ground. Your voice is calling me out. You are my light in the darkest storm. You are my peace in the violent war. You are my hope of a life made new.
Another artist with songs heading the top of the list of the 36-hour chart with 31,000 average monthly streams is Legacy 5 with their album, and I'm selecting the song Heaven Is.
Heaven is where I'll sing one day with the angels and the saints. Ask me what is waiting, 'cause the Savior made me His. Heaven is,
heaven is,
heaven is.
What is this place our Lord's prepared? Heaven is. When He calls my name, I'll wake up where heaven.
This week, Kerry Joby also came out with an EP. She has 2 million streams average per month. And the song that I'm choosing from her EP is called Heaven Invade, the live version. Artist at the top of the list, the 36-hour list, so released last Friday, Johnny Diaz with an EP, and one of the songs from this EP is called I've Got It All. Johnny Diaz has 405,000 monthly streams on average.
Pushing for comfort, need some relief, searching for something to give me some peace when all that I'm covered.
The next EP I want to share with you is by Local Sound. They have 287,000 monthly listeners. The song I'm choosing from this EP is called So In Love.
No, there is no limit to your love. So I will
lift my voice in worship from the bottom of my heart. Lord, I adore you. I will bring you praise, cause only you deserve it.
I'm so in love with you.
Last Friday, Crosspoint Music released a song called Even More. Crosspoint Music has an average number of listeners of 31,000 per month.
Silence the noise. Tear down the walls within us, cause there are greater things you promised. So Lord, take us deeper. Lord, take us far.
That I would like to share with you, with only 298 average number of listeners per month, released a song last Friday. We're speaking about Grace Spencer with her cover of Waymaker.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are.
Last Friday, Tommy Iceland released a song called Mercenary. Tommy Iceland has 1,300 average number of streams per month.
I keep tumbling down. Always cut me with your words like shrapnel, just to watch me drown.
Logic says I should be
running for my life,
but instead I'm fighting,
putting out your fires.
I'll be aligned when it's too steep. The bottom when it's too deep. Don't care if you say that you don't.
Moving down the list, a list with 169 releases last Friday, I come to Damascus Worship. They have 2,500 average number of streams per month, and they released a song called I Believe, the live version. Imagine why I wanted to share this with you. This is a song that deserves more listeners, and I hope they will end up higher on the list next week. Another group that I want to share with you is Open Heaven. They have at this moment 2,000 average number of streams per month. Last Friday, they released a song called Focused on You.
You say that I am worth your love. With Jesus, trust is in you, all my faith in your word. God, I'm focused on you. Won't let the enemy bring me down. No matter what's going on, I know you'll be around. God, I'm focused on you. You're the one my heart adores, the one that I long for. I'm focused.
Another artist, and I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the name, so I'm going to pronounce it as Tammy Topi. 2,700 listeners average per month, released a song last Friday called Be the One, and we're going to listen to the live version.
The noise. I need someone to grant me some peace. Be the one, be the one, be the one, be my only one. Be the one, be the one, be the one, be my only one. When my strength is fading, will you be the one to carry me?
Another fairly new artist on the streaming services, Maggie Amini. She has 245 average number of streams per month. She released a song last Friday called All Who Are Thirsty.
In the waves of His mercy, as deep cries out to deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come. Come.
During the last few episodes, you've been hearing me speak about the Christmas releases. Yes, October is the month where lots of artists start to release their Christmas songs. This week, the same has happened. Artists such as Tommy Prophet, Linda Randall, Zach Williams, Matthew West have all released albums or singles all related to Christmas. We're talking mainstream artists. If we're talking Tommy Prophet, 2.5 million listeners on average per month on the streaming services. If we talk about Zach Williams, 1.1 million. Matthew West, 1.1 million. Currently at the bottom of the list, but that doesn't make their song less pleasant to listen to. So as an exception, I'm going to share with you Tommy Prophet, O Come Emmanuel. So that's this wrap-up of new releases. We've been listening to new releases of last Friday, and we've been seeing what the releases of the previous week Friday has been doing in the past 200 hours. Again, a reminder, this Wednesday, we're going to publish an episode with an interview of the Photo Sisters. So if you want more, tune in on Wednesday. So that's it for now for this episode of Christian Music Discovery. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to having you back for the next episode. Until then, be safe and please take care of each other. Bye for now.
For more Christian playlists,
go to www.christiandance.eu.